Bella and Gigi Hadid use social media accounts to support Palestinians. By Joel B. Polak on May 11, 2021. Modeling duo Bella and Gigi Hadid have come out against Israel and in favor of the Palestinians in the current Middle East conflict. After several years of relative calm during President Donald Trump's term, and peace agreements between Israel and several Arab states in the region, Palestinians launched riots last week that escalated into rocket attacks this week, to which Israel responded by targeting Palestinian terrorists in airstrikes in Gaza. The UK Daily Mail noted that the sister's father, Mohammed, is of Palestinian origin. Bella Hadid posted several anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian images, including one that declared Israelis are the oppressors and Palestinians are the oppressed. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Bella, at Bella Hadid. In her comments, she accused Israel of apartheid. Gigi Hadid posted an image that declared, "One cannot advocate for racial equality, LGBT and women's rights, condemn corrupt and abusive regimes and other injustices yet choose to ignore the Palestinian oppression. It does not add up. You cannot pick and choose whose human rights matter more." View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Gigi Hadid, at Gigi Hadid. The Palestinian Authority, PA, does not honor racial equality, nor does it protect LGBT rights or women's rights. Neither does Hamas, which rules Gaza. The PA is also widely regarded as one of the most corrupt governments in the world. Neither of the two sisters said anything about Israeli victims of Palestinian terror, nor about the fact that the current violence is being driven by Hamas, an Islamic terrorist organization that would almost certainly ban them from working as models under Palestinian rule. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.